That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Hope you had a happy 4th of July and we're back to the business. I'm talking about what makes the world tick, the water cooler buzz. As always, your opinions are welcome here. I don't care what your stripes are, left, right, somewhere in between, or sick of it all. I think we've all had it up to here, as my mother used to say. 800-259-5791. Keep that number handy. I've been accused of saying the number too fast sometimes, so I'm going to slow it down. You ready? 800-259-5791. Speaking of buzz, the buzz is about a verdict in a courtroom in Orlando. Casey Anthony, 25-year-old Casey Anthony, who's been in prison and now on trial for the death of her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee, might be set free perhaps by the end of the week, maybe by next week. Might be a little more jail time involved, but she will not ever be on death row and cannot be tried again for the murder of her 2-year-old little girl. Remember the remains that they found in the story that's unfolded and taken a lot of crazy twists and turns. In fact, ironically, because of the magical tales that Casey Anthony told, the 4 counts that she faces all have to do with lying to the police. That'll happen on Thursday, the sentencing in that one. But a shocking verdict for many who heard it earlier in the day. Shocking to me. Now, this was a circumstantial case, absolutely. But many circumstantial cases, the person that is in the middle of this, the defendant, will be found guilty. You can talk about a trunk and a chloroform being looked up 88-plus times on a computer, but they had no DNA evidence on the duct tape that was supposedly used to smother the girl ultimately after she was chloroformed and knocked out, suffocated her, and they had bones that were buried for a while. They had a car that smelled like a human corpse, a decomposing corpse, a car that Casey Anthony abandoned and then ultimately was towed away until her parents got the car from the tow yard. Somebody walking around has to deal with this, and I suspect it is Casey Anthony. I am very, very stunned and saddened, frankly, by what the jury has come up with here. However, when you look strictly at this through legal eyes and beyond a reasonable doubt, and that is so emphasized, beyond a reasonable doubt, beyond a reasonable doubt, this is exactly what I believe happened here with this jury. That was what made them think about the evidence, the 400 pieces of evidence that they heard about, the crazy tales that they heard in the courtroom. Honestly, I think this is probably what happened when they went into the room because it took less than 11 hours. I think they knew which direction they were going to go in, frankly, before they started deliberating. And if you're sitting there and if you've ever been on a jury, you probably know what it's like, right? You have some idea in your head of where it's going for you. And I think they did. I think they had an idea. And ultimately, the loser in this is the little girl. The loser is Kaylee. And the Anthonys, I gotta think, not just Casey Anthony, they know what happened here, and they carry this around. And I just, I just cannot ultimately believe that here we go again with another innocent victim who the justice system has failed. So you know what? Sometimes it cuts both ways. And unfortunately for the two-year-old who doesn't have a voice in this, it cut, I think, in the completely wrong direction. So, what happens now on Thursday? Who's to say? We'll know whether or not she ends up doing a little bit of time. I can't imagine it's going to amount to anything big. In fact, I would think because of the time that was already served, most likely she probably walks out of this one. I'm thinking that that's probably what happens. However, that can change. Because by the letter of the law, for lying to the cops, there is that possibility that you could get a year for each one of those convictions. But it's doubtful. If you have any thoughts on whether or not justice was served and ultimately the verdict here, please share them with me. If you don't have time to jump on the line, because we're going to go to Orlando next, somebody that's been covering this case wire to wire, Chris O'Donnell, joins us with a little bit more on what to expect perhaps on Thursday, reaction around the courtroom and whatnot. Please hit me up on the website. Go to americatonight.net, click on email, and send it to me that way. By the way, something else happened. The folks in Afghanistan, in Kabul, in fact, that's where it's coming out of, a cargo plane crashed into a mountain in eastern Afghanistan. Don't know a lot of details, except for to say that the plane hit the peak at about 11 o'clock in the evening on Tuesday. So there's a fire burning on top of the mountain for much more than an hour. They believe the crew members certainly have died in this. What are the official casualties? Don't know about that. They say the plane was in a coalition aircraft and that there was no insurgents that could have been involved in it because there was no insurgent activity, they believe, anyway, in that area. So what brought it down, a freak accident, who knows? Too early to say on that one, but you can bet you had Americans on that cargo plane, wherever, whatever they were doing and whatever the mission was. So here we come off of a 4th of July weekend. What a terrible way to dive into the week as the Afghanistan question still gets wrestled with. The Libyan question, by the way, with the funding, is on ice because all of the focus in D.C. is over the debt ceiling and ultimately what's going to happen there. Are they going to raise the debt ceiling? Are they going to come up with some kind of a compromise? They being the Republicans and the Democrats. There's another meeting on Thursday at the White House. As the president said, for those who are willing to deal. Geez, I wonder who shows up for that. If you're a leader on either party and you think you're willing to deal, show up at the White House at such and such time. That's kind of an open-ended invite, isn't it? Stay with us. We're heading to Chris O'Donnell next for more on the Anthony trial and the verdict here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Today from an Orlando courtroom. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, and welcome back to America Tonight. Could it be any bigger? Casey Anthony found not guilty of capital murder in the death of her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. Remember, that was back in 2008. What a long odyssey this has been. Now, she will, of course, face some charges. We're going to talk about that in a second. With Chris O'Donnell, who's been covering this trial from end to end. As you know, she's been joining us every single week here on ATN. A shocking verdict for some. There was actually people that were applauding the jury's acquittal of Casey Anthony for, again, killing her daughter. And there were strong reactions. There doesn't seem to be any gray area in this one. Chris, as always, thanks for popping on the show. We appreciate it. How are you?
Oh, you're welcome, Kate. Good. Yes, you're right. It has been a long, strange odyssey. That's for sure.
Yeah. And I know this is kind of handicapping after the fact, but you and I talked about this, and I honestly think a lot of, just from the journalistic point of view, when you're just, you're watching and recording everything that's going on, I think a lot of people who were in the same shoes as that you were in are very stunned by this, by what the jury decided here. Did you get that initial gut reaction when you heard?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, a lot of people, when they found out I was working on this case, they would ask me the same thing. Well, what do you think? And I said, you know, I honestly don't know what this jury is going to do. But I will tell you, I honestly never thought that they would come back with a not guilty verdict. You know, I figured at least, at the very least, they would come back with a lesser degree of manslaughter, aggravated child abuse. But I really did not see that coming. I just thought, you know, they would find her guilty of something. They would not let her walk out scot-free, but that's indeed what happened. She's facing 4 counts of lying to officers, but those are a year apiece at the most. She's already served 3 years. The judge is going to see her again on Thursday, and she could walk out of that courtroom.
Wow, really? So you're saying, in telling us about those other charges that she was found guilty of, the lying part of it, she could literally just walk free, right?
She could. It depends on what the judge does, but each of those four counts is a year, up to a year. And she would get credit for time served. Now, that's four counts. You can do the math. She's already served 3 years. So if the judge lessens any of those counts, she could literally walk out.
Yeah. And everybody, you know, was wondering what was going to be the reaction from Casey Anthony and her family. And, of course, people weren't there. You weren't there. You weren't inside that courtroom. But we now see the familiar photo. You mentioned this, and a lot of other people said the same thing, that the one clear-cut distinction about her, especially when her father was testifying, is that she didn't really show any emotion. Well, boy, the floodgates opened. There was a lot of emotion from Casey Anthony, and you could see it in the photographs that were released.
Sure.
You were probably a little surprised by that, too. I was kind of surprised. I mean, obviously, she's not going to jail, so you understand no matter what, she's going to probably have some kind of facial recognition of that. But it was a pretty big... I think an emotional moment for her, don't you think it was?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, she has shown some emotion throughout this trial, but I think it's just, you know, the pressure building up and everything just coming to a head. And, you know, she's had to sit on that stand for 6 weeks. She was clearly coached by the defense. She had to be very careful with her emotions. And at this point, it didn't matter. Once that jury verdict was read, she could finally let it all hang out, so to speak.
Yeah. What do you think the defense team, I know, same thing, and of course we're all reading into the defense, but they had to be elated. Baez had to be beside himself.
They were, you know, doing a little celebrating afterwards, although I don't know if it's an occasion that you really want to celebrate. But, I, you know, it's interesting to see how the town here is just going to react in general, Kate, because, you know, I can honestly say that the Anthonys, and Casey in particular, are not the most popular people here in Orlando. And, you know, the Anthony family issued a statement through their attorney saying, while we disagree with the defense theory about what happened, we believe this is a fair, you know, this is a fair verdict. So it's going to be interesting to see how things play out for all these individuals, for Jose Baez and the Anthony family and obviously certainly Casey, because I can honestly say they're not the most beloved people in this community.
Yeah, and somebody asked me this question earlier. They sent me an email here in ATN. They sent it to our website about, well, can they try her again? And the answer is no.
No,
right?
No, they cannot.
That's it.
No, that would be double jeopardy. No, they cannot try her again. They, you know, they can convict her on these four counts of lying to police, but that's it. Now, again, you know, she does walk scot-free, but... You know, she's pretty much a pariah in this community. So where she goes from here, you know, is anybody's guess. So she is a six-time convicted felon because she was convicted on those check fraud charges as well. So she still is a felon. She's just not a felon, have been convicted for the murder in connection with the murder of her daughter.
Yeah. You saw this, you know, in day after day and all the testimony and the defense and the prosecution. We talked about the defense and imagining who knows what's in store for Baez, but of course, like you said, you're not really celebrating, but in a sense, it's about wins and losses. The prosecution has to be devastated by this. You watch the way they put on their case. Do you think that they just have to feel deflated? Almost people are comparing it to Marsha Clark and her team in the O.J. Simpson trial.
Yeah, well, Jeff Ashton is retiring as of the end of this week.
Wow.
He is retiring from the prosecutor's office after 30 years in the prosecutor's office. You know, if you looked at this case and you watched it day in and day out, Kate, like I have and so many other people have, the prosecution really threw everything out there that they had. I mean, I think they presented 6 weeks and a mountain of evidence that proved that she had the motive, the means, and the access, more so than anybody else in Kaylee's life. And, you know, I think they did, just from watching it, I think they did a tremendous job in presenting all the evidence. And Jeff Ashton is no stranger to novel scientific evidence. He was one of the first people in the country to use DNA evidence and use it successfully in a court of law. So I think a lot of people, including the prosecution, is just kind of scratching their heads saying, what on earth happened. And unfortunately, we don't know at this moment because the jurors are not talking. They may down the road. I don't know. Their names have not been released. Only two alternates, the names of two alternates have been released, or we have found out about them, but they weren't in the deliberation. So I think they and a lot of other people are kind of left scratching their head. Like, what else could we have done? Again, it was a huge circumstantial case, but a lot of murder cases are circumstantial. It's because the body was so badly decayed and wasn't found for 6 months that they really had no DNA evidence from which to draw. So I would think that they are just, yeah, very obviously they don't agree with the verdict. But, you know, one of the fallouts of this is Jeff Ashton is retiring.
Yeah.
And he will do so by the end of the week.
Wow, that's big news. And for the jury, I was surprised because sometimes they will speak to the media, but they were asked and they decided not to do that, huh?
Exactly. There was going to be a press conference following. None of these jurors wanted to talk. Our station and all the other stations were instructed to last week put together letters to them asking them if they would do media interviews, and none of them have decided at this point to do so.
Wow.
But again, you know, Kate, I was so surprised again at the swiftness of the decision. I mean, less than 12 hours, the deliberative case has been going on for 6 weeks, a mountain of evidence. I mean, even when you and I talked, I'm trying to remember all the things that were presented because this case was so complicated. And I think that's what a lot of people are kind of scratching their heads and wondering, well, what were they exactly thinking? How did they arrive at this decision? And I think people will continue to do that until we actually hear from one of these jurors.
Yeah, an attorney said to me today, boy, you know, when you second-guess the jury, it's an interesting thing to do, and you just never know. And it's a shame they didn't speak to the media in a way. And what he suggested to me is he said they probably even made up their minds up before the final arguments because of the swiftness, as you say, of it, and the fact that they must have worked together in this, and it was boom, bang, boom, and it was over. I was stunned, and everybody is scurrying. You know, you've been out there. You've talked about what we keep calling it the Casey Circus, what a circus it's been. And everybody and their brother is headed to Orlando because a lot of the networks were caught off guard. They didn't expect one this quickly, and they didn't expect this verdict, did they?
No. I think everybody was caught off guard, and it is somewhat reminiscent, I think, of the OJ trial. I think, what, they deliberated 4 hours? I mean, I know it's going a ways back now, but I think that, again, was, you know, another surprise situation, and everybody's caught flat-footed, like, wait, what? What just happened? You know, I expected them to deliberate for a number of days, and I think a lot of people felt that way just because there was so much to go through. So it's, again, you know, unfortunately, only those individuals know, and they're not talking right now.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, this vacuum through which people can speculate and, you know, they can have all the ideas in the world, but in the end, those 12 people are the only ones who really know.
Yeah, absolutely. Thursday should be interesting. I think there'll be a lot of media there without a doubt. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Chris O'Donnell, as always, thanks. We appreciate it. She's been covering, of course, the Casey Anthony trial, and we'll talk to you again down the road. Thank you.
All right, Kate, you're very welcome.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Theme from General Hospital. There's been a lot of talk about General Hospital getting the boot, and man, soap operas are going out the window because of reality TV. The networks, you know, it's cheaper for them to produce, but a lot of the actors from General Hospital are fighting back and saying that people are going to save their jobs, that they're not going to be canceled because the people will revolt. That's all part of the conversation here tonight on America Tonight, your favorite television show that was canceled. I'll tell you what, the real reality TV that was canceled, though, was the Casey Anthony trial because she was acquitted of murder. So forget the death penalty issue. It's done. It's over with. And now it's a question of, was the evidence just not there? Did the jury just not get it? Or was this just an incredible defense? We're going to be talking about that, obviously, as well here on America Tonight. So save it up for that 800-259-5791. Well, we just had a big holiday, 4th of July, and I hope all of you are safe and sound wherever you are tonight, because a lot of times 4th of July can wreak havoc for people with boating accidents and crazy things that happen. You know, the whole alcohol-fueled, wow, woohoo, we're crazy, we're out of control, and we had 100 hot dogs and 100 cans of beer, seriously. But now that we're headed into another work week, I think that we're shaking some of that 4th of July off of us. However, it's the kind of weekend where you go back and you remember in your mind, and I had the chance to meet this guy just once in Vail, Colorado. It was the very tail end of his life. But Bob Hope, you remember all the USO shows that he did. When you think of the holidays, especially Independence Day, you know, you think of all of our warriors in the past and certainly in the present. I was at a Rangers game this weekend, and there were 200 Texas Rangers. There were 200 Air Force cadets, basically, that took over the field. And the entire theme, really, of the baseball game in between and whatnot was honoring the troops that are both abroad and some that have come back and are going back for another deployment. So Bob Hope is the subject, and who better to talk about Bob Hope with than our man in Hollywood, Stephen Shohat. You know him. He's got the book Hollywood Story, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. There are so many stories in this book. It would have been a great hammock read this past weekend. So keep that in mind for the next holiday. I've read it twice, believe it or not. All right, Stephen, how are you? Did you have a good holiday?
Oh, it was great, Kate. How are you?
I'm terrific. Bob Hope is synonymous, though, with things like 4th of July, I think, because of like, the note you wrote me, because of the USO.
Yeah, that's right. And I think, you know, right now, if there's a person like that, a little bit more key is Gary Sinise seems to be his successor, you know, in a way. But with Bob Hope, it goes back with the USO. After World War II started, the USO, which was a new organization, put together a victory caravan tour with a lot of different actors and performers who went on a train across the country and tried to rally up the troops and sell war bonds. And most of them, like Spencer Tracy, Groucho Marx, Desi Arnaz, a lot of them were not so happy with the accommodations. They always said, oh, it's tough to get a conversation in because I want to talk about my movie and she wants to talk about her movie. But Bob Hope loved it. It was an adrenaline rush for him. And he really wanted to continue to entertain the troops. He started going to combat zones. He had incredible energy and stamina. I mean, he could fly 48 hours, and everybody on the plane would be exhausted, and he'd get off with the golf club in his hand. Sometimes he got shot at. Of course, he visited hospitals all the time. He'd walk in, he'd say, hey, don't anybody get up, you know, and usually he'd get a laugh. In fact, one of the things that he noticed was that he, when he performed overseas, the troops were a great audience. I mean, they'd laugh at anything. And then he tried the same jokes back home, and oftentimes they'd die. So he needed to really cater a little bit to his different audiences once he started doing the USO tours.
Yeah, and the thing about Bob Hope, too, is that he just, because he knew everyone liked Bob Hope, he could get almost anyone to do a show with him, couldn't he?
Usually, some people didn't want to repeat it. I'll tell you who always did a show with him. I met one time who was really nice was Zsa Zsa Gabor. She dropped everything to go with him, and they had the running gag where they'd be on stage, and he'd say, Zsa Zsa, is it true you don't have any domestic skills at all? And she'd say, of course not, Robert, darling. I'm a great housekeeper. Every time I get the divorce, I keep the house.
But I'm pumped. I like that.
Yeah. But usually he had a regular troop of people. I mean, some people would say, oh, you know, are we going to have a nice dressing room? He'd say, well, we're going to a combat zone in Korea. What are you talking about? And it was very difficult for other people to match his energy level. But certainly Bob Hope was not the only one who entertained, too. I mean, in fact, just a quick story, Bing Crosby entertained quite a bit. And, of course, he sang the song White Christmas to the troops, and sometimes they'd start crying, and he'd want to stop singing the song, and they would say, no, please sing it, because it reminded them of it was so sentimental for them. He didn't want to make them sad. But one time he and Bob Hope were playing golf, Bob started complaining that Time magazine had written an article saying what a cheapskate he was. And Bing got so angry about it, he went home and wrote a letter to them saying, you've got to understand, when Bob entertains the troops, he gives up opportunities in other venues where he could make a lot more money. And he showed Bob the letter, and Bob thanked him. And then shortly afterwards, Bing asked Bob to go entertain some sailors in New York because Bing couldn't make it with his schedule. So Bob, anything for the troops, went over to New York, tried to entertain the sailors. They didn't laugh at a single one of his jokes, and it turned out that they were all members of the Royal Dutch Navy, and Bing had neglected to say that they didn't speak a word of English.
Yeah, that's a big, he neglected to say Bob, that. That's a big omission.
yeah. Bob was kind of mad about it for a little while, so.
Yeah, no kidding. And Gary Sinise, you mentioned this. So Gary Sinise is the guy. How has that happened? Just because, was there a reason, or he just took over the mantle and he likes doing that and he feels involved? And what's the reason?
Yeah, well, first of all, Lieutenant Dan, a role that he played in Forrest Gump, trained by Dale Dye, who we talked about in the earlier show when we talked about Platoon. So he got a sense of simulated combat in that movie, and he felt that role really meant something. And, of course, he's a great, versatile actor, but he really embraced that role. He didn't mind, never has minded people calling him Lieutenant Dan rather than Gary Sinise. And then it was 2011, September 11, 2001, just really affected him, and he wanted to do something and give back. And he's definitely not Bob Hope. He's more low-key. You know, once in a while, Bob Hope would get the accusations of doing it for publicity rather than for patriotism, even though Bob Hope gave tons of money to wounded soldiers in battle, quietly setting them up in businesses. So I don't think there was any merit to those charges. But I don't think anybody would say that about Gary Sinise. I mean, you know, he's definitely more low-key. But he's done so much, and now he has the Lieutenant Dan Band, and they he always jokes, the troops have a better time listening to us than they thought they would. People don't trust an actor with a band, but they play cover tunes and hit songs, and the shows move really fast. I was listening actually to a radio interview with Gary Sinise, and the people were calling up and just outpouring of love for all the things that he does. So definitely, a great-hearted man.
Oh, absolutely. And for somebody who would give his time like that. And there have been other people along the way who have done that. I mean, you can't do enough. A lot. You know this. You would agree. No matter what anyone's politics, you can't do enough to honor the men and women who are just giving it all up wherever we happen to be involved. And bravo to anyone who gives their time. What a great subject matter this was. But we started with Bob Hope and how he really kicked things off and ended up with Gary Sinise, and who knows who else, down the line. I think that's what's so fascinating. You never know who's going to jump in. I remember Kid Rock did something one time, and a soldier I knew said that he had a chance to talk with Kid Rock, and he said it just lifted him up for the 2 months he had left, of his duty, of his tour, and he said that was it. It just made his day, and it made the rest of the guys around him, too, so I think that's terrific.
Oh, so many people. John Wayne, Robin Williams, the Andrews sisters, and Miller, just practically breaking down, visiting wounded troops in hospitals, just couldn't take it after a while. And Marlena Dietrich, I mean, you could just go on and on with people, past and present. James Gandolfini, just lots and lots of people, even people who really can't sing, really can't dance, but they start acting like their character in front of the troops. It's all pretty much appreciated.
Yeah, no kidding. Stephen Shohat, this was a good topic, certainly. We'll talk to you again next week, as we do each and every week here on America Tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. And people can visit HollywoodStories.com for more information about the book.
Excellent. Thanks, Stephen. You have a good one.
You got it.
All right. In talking about entertaining the troops, I mentioned that my 4th of July, that seemed to be the theme around the Texas Rangers baseball game, and it was terrific. You could feel the electricity, I think, among the 43,000 or so people who were at the game to watch the Rangers shellack the Orioles. The score, it ended up being 13-4. But the key thing is that I think that people could really feel the presence of those involved in several of the ceremonies that they had. All right, we're talking about Casey Anthony and her acquittal next here on America Tonight.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You believe it? The jury gets the case over the weekend. It plays out like this. Casey Anthony found not guilty Tuesday of killing her two-year-old daughter 3 years ago. This was a case that captivated the nation, not just Florida. It wasn't a Florida thing. It was much bigger than the Sunshine State. Because here you go again, a mother, a two-year-old daughter, just sickening the details of how it all came about initially. Now it goes finally to the jury, and the jury reached the verdict after less than 11 hours of deliberation over 2 days. Remember, this 25-year-old who was hard partying girl was charged with first-degree murder. She would have gotten the needle. She would have gotten the death penalty if she'd been convicted. Instead, and I've said this already, but I'm going to reemphasize it, she's convicted of only 4 counts of what? Of what? Lying to police that were looking into the disappearance of her daughter, Kaylee. Let me replay this tape for you. I am so furious. Her body was found in the woods 6 months after she disappeared. And a medical examiner never really could determine how she died. You know, there was this whole thing of looking up chloroform 88 times on the internet. So Anthony's going to be sentenced by the judge on Thursday. She could get up to a year in jail for each count. She's not going to. She's been in jail since August of 2008, so she's probably going to walk free, is what I think. Swing the gates open, and there she goes. So the verdict's read. Casey Anthony hugs her attorney, Jose Baez, and later mouths the words, thank you to him. Thank you. For not being too lame and just throwing enough doubt into this thing that I'm out of here. The prosecutors were stunned. They were stunned. You heard my conversation with Chris O'Donnell. They were solemn, from what I understand, in their seats, just completely blindsided. Jeff Ashton is done. He's done with the job. Because he's like the Marcia Clark of this whole thing. This is O.J. Simpson Part 2. Granted different circumstances, and plus you're talking about a little girl. Who does this to a little girl and gets away with this? There are no winners in this, certainly not. The loser is Kaylee. And now, forever, this is gone. It's double jeopardy. You could never retry her again. It's over with. Really. How many people are buying that she drowned in the pool? And nothing was ever said because Casey Anthony was afraid of her father, who was abusive. Come on. And that's what they claimed, that she drowned accidentally in the swimming pool. And that, in fact, her mother, who seemed like the party girl, the carefree woman who didn't care about anything, was hiding deep emotional scars caused by sexual abuse from her father. Her father, who took the stand and wept like a baby, probably because he was so sickened by having to even go through the questions that he went through. And in the end, who loses in this case? Because, of course, her father denied the cover-up and the abuse claims, said it was absurd. The prosecution said it was absurd, that no one makes an accident look like murder. And I truly believe that the prosecution had no clue that this was going to happen, had no clue. What a crying shame. So I just hope that little Kaylee rests in peace, because I don't understand how this jury could be that blind and that deaf. And naturally, they didn't speak to the media, so there were no answers as to, well, we felt that there was too much circumstantial evidence, or whatever angle we want to play on this. So, guilty of lying to the police. And here's the thing. Would she have lied to the police if she was so innocent? Would that have happened? Riddle me that, America. Would that have happened? And I'm sorry, there's a million things we could talk about. You got crews searching for these seven tourists after this crazy boat accident off of Baja, California. You have the nutty thing of the $20 billion treasure that was discovered in that temple. The massive, ridiculous drama over that. You also have, in New York, DSK walking on out. The DA is going to drop charges on the ex-IMF boss. You got a ton of things going on. Buzzing, water cooler buzz, waiting to be talked about. Cover-ups, ridiculousness that's happening at all levels of government, right? But how can we ignore this mother getting cleared of killing her 2-year-old daughter? She could be free on Thursday. Do you agree with this verdict that I think is so lousy? But I haven't felt this way since the O.J. Simpson verdict. I'm going to give out the numbers. Keep them handy if you can't get through before we hit the top of the hour. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or you can shoot me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Go to the website, click on the email, boom, you're in. It's crazy. I think a lot of people don't even realize that this has happened because you're coming off of that holiday weekend that we talked about, and I think people are just finding out about this verdict. I mean, does this verdict make sense to anyone? So the jury doesn't say anything, like I mentioned, after it's all said and done. And to that, I'm not surprised, because I don't believe that any of them wanted to be attached to it, probably thinking, you know, of course people will go crazy over this, or some people will go crazy over this. But we don't know. I mean, we have no way to know what made the five men and the women, the seven women on this jury, say that she was not guilty. This was a jury, by the way, brought in from Tampa. So very little is known about them, except what came about maybe during that two-week process when they do the jury selection, let's say. Because there was so much made about, well, there's been so much publicity about this. How could you possibly get a fair jury? How could you get a fair juror in this case? Jurors. So after reading the verdict, the jurors asked for privacy, told the court that they didn't want to speak with the media at this time. And, you know, you're talking about, when we say a jury of your peers, they range certainly in age and in what they did. You had a sales representative. You had a high school education teacher. You had a supermarket cook, apparently. And during the jury selection, the potentials were questioned over and over again about their knowledge of the case, because that was the thought, and their thoughts on the death penalty. They were sequestered for the entire trial, started in mid-May. They reached that verdict. Took less than 11 hours of deliberation over 2 days. So the names, the judge has not released the names of the jurors, at least not now. I mean, that could come to pass, but at this point, no. By the way, we have some breaking news as we're up against it, heading for the finish line. A cargo plane is down in Afghanistan, according to some officials over there. That's pretty much all I know. Who shot the plane down? What happened there? How many people are on board? What was going on with the cargo plane? What I can tell you is it crashed into a mountain in Afghanistan. And it happened at 11 o'clock on Tuesday. Still no word as to what possibly could have caused that. They're trying to reach the crash site, really, at this point. Just that there was a burning fire on top of the mountain. They feel like the crew members might have died. They don't know the casualties. Sad thing.